Baz Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam Sichas Mais, in the Law of Tais, in the Sefer Zeroyim, where in this Perek the Rambam discusses regarding mixtures of Tevel, untithed produce, Tchulin, and with that of Maisim. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, he first qualifies what is Tchulin. HaPeiris, Shahur Mehem, Truma Gedolah, this produce that was already separated and elevated, the main Truma, Trumas Maisim, which is the 10th of the 10th, which is 100th, which was given to the Kohanim. So the leftover produce, that's what's called the mundane, the regular produce, because the sanctity of the Trumas that it makes have already been removed. Now, if all the other types, my Sersheni, all the other types have also been removed, that's what's called a fixed chulin. In all places, meaning there's chulin, which doesn't have any sanctity, but then it's even fixed, meaning it took care of all its obligations already. And the Rambam needs that introduction because of some of the cases we're going to have. Halacha Beis, the Rambam discusses regarding how to fix these taroibis, different mixtures of these different elements. So Rambam gives the following case. Regarding tevel, untithed produce, which as will become obvious shortly, which we're discussing regarding produce that trumas meiser was not taken from it, meaning if there's meiseration, that's not a problem of any liability in the sense of prohibitory law, because maiseration is permitted to be eaten. The problem is, in the maiseration, there's a tenth of that maiseration, which is trumas maiser, which is forbidden to non-kohanim. So that trumas maiser was not taken, but the truma gedolo was taken already. So it's not a full tevel, but it's still tevel, untithed produce. Shenis arv b'chulin misukan, which we just defined that term just before, which that chulin has already been fixed, all its tithes have been taken. So that's very bona fide chulin that got mixed with tevel. Now, min b'minay, we're talking about specifically where they're both from the same species, which therefore the tevel makes it forbidden even in a minute amount. The reason for that is because tevel itself as a prohibition is what's called davar sheyesh lo matirin. It could be fixed because you could go ahead and tithe it. So therefore there's actually no bittul if it's the same species because sheyesh lo halacha chartam. You can't go after the taste. Therefore it's not nullified. Meaning if it was min b'sheinim in a different species, so then there's a nullification of 60 because you don't taste it anymore. But since it's the same species, so it'll make a problem even no matter what the mixture is. So as follows. If he has other produce somewhere else, so you could take out for that untithed, which again, what's untithed is, you didn't take off the trumas maisa that's mixed into the other regular good chulin. So you'll remove and you'll take care of that tevel that's now mixed in. You'll take off from that other produce truma, meaning like we're saying trumas maisa, umaisras, and the tithes, which one has to take off, according to the calculation about how much is that of the tevel that's mixed in of its trumas and maisras. Now, but let's say v'imin l'peres acheres l'itelers tevel. Let's say you don't have any other produce, it's all that you got. You don't have somewhere else where you could fix for this tevel that's mixed into this chulin. So then hari hakol aser. So everything is forbidden because, like we said, you have tevel that's mixed with the same species, which is aser ibn amashuhum. So it's all forbidden, achayafish, until you separate what's necessary to separate from this untithed produce, as Drum is going to explain in the next halacha. Now, okshu mafresh, moreover, when he separates, mafsid min achulam masukan, he's going to be losing from the fixed chulam, which is mixed in here with this tevel, how much are you going to be losing? Kedei trumas meiser shabat tevel, the amount of how much trumas meiser is in this tevel, which is 100th of that tevel. How much of that trumas meiser in the tevel is what you're going to be losing from the chulin masukan? As Ram says in Halacha Gimel Kesa, how so? So he describes a case. It says, Meis sa shel tevel. Let's say there's 100 sa, which is a measurement of tevel, untithed produce, which is this case we described before, Shinis Arav. He's just giving numbers over here. And the case, Shinis Arav, they got mixed in, Meis sa shel chulin masukan. They got mixed in to 100 of fixed chulin. So you have ready to eat food of chulin, 100, and you have the tevel, which did not have its trumas maisa separated, that's mixed in together with this chulin. So, ma'afresh min ha'koil echremeo. You have to separate from this whole mixture 101. So, although there's really only 100 of tevel he mixed in with the 100 of chulin, you have to separate not 100, but 101. As we'll describe, that's the one that we're saying you're losing, you're taking away from the chulin misakon. Now, b'chol shefesh, whatever you're separating, this 101, this tevel is going to be considered as the untithed produce. And be sure, tisha b'tesha chulin misakon, you can be left only with 99 of fixed chulin. Ah, nimtze mafsid sa'achas, comes out that you're losing this one sa. We didn't describe yet the reason why, but first the Rambam describes another case. So too, if let's say that untithed produce was not just, as we had said, as we had explained, that only didn't have separated the Trumas Mises, but it was also Tavol Truma. It was also untithed that even the Truma Gedolah was not taken from it. Oh, then Naftim Nachul Masakon, then you have to lose from the Chulin that's fixed, that's mixed with. You're going to lose Kedei Truma U'Trumas Meiser. You're going to lose, actually, three saw. Two saw for Truma Gedolah, which is one out of every 50, and since there's 100 over here, it's going to be double, so that's going to be two. And one for the Trumas Meiser, which is one of 100. So you're going to be losing three. Now the Rambam explains in general, V'lama mafsid sa'zu, where does this whole halacha come from that you're losing this extra saw in the whole mixture of truma in 100 of chulin? You only have to separate the measurement of the truma that fell in. So what's this extra saw that you're losing? Why do you separate 101 and not just that 100? K'dei shelo yomar, so that people shouldn't say, oh, me'ah shehifrish, the 100 that he's separating, hey, me'ah shechulin. We knew there was 100 of chulin mesakanin, and what's he separating is the chulin. The ha'me'ah shenishru ha'tevel, and the 100 that's being left is the tevel. The problem with that is that's actually not the case. It's actually what you're separating is always the forbidden item, which is the tevel. And so to be able to identify that difference, we have to create a halacha that it's recognizable over here that there's a discrepancy. And therefore we create this discrepancy of that loss of the chulin sekan. And b'chein so too, if let's say, imhoya tevel pochas b'chulin. Let's say it wasn't 100 and 100. Let's say the tevel was less than the chulin, or merub al chulin, or more than the chulin. So too, magbiha tevel, we're saying what you're separating is the tevel, and again, that's why we change it up a little bit. We make it more so that we know that, oh, this is most definitely tevel and not the chulin mesakam. The chulin mesakam did not have so much. So make biat tevel, you elevate, you separate into tevel. U'kedei trumas meiser shebetevel min achulin, and also the amount of the trumas meiser that was in the tevel from the chulin, meaning from the chulin, you're going to be separating also. Not just meaning the tevel which got mixed in with it, but also we're saying you're creating a loss of another saw of that the amount of trumas meiser in the tevel, you're going to be removing that from the chulin to oi or kedei truma u'trumas meiser, which not just trumas meiser but also truma with that im haya tevel tevel u'truma, which was the second case. If it was old, if that what was tevel was not only for untyped of its trumas meiser but it's also untyped for the truma, then you're going to lose not just one saw but three saw. Again, that's the interesting halacha, that because we don't want that confusion that a person might think that what he's separating is the chulin, eat that when really it's the tevel one. So therefore, we create this discrepancy. We say, you know what? Whatever is that is from the trumas inside this tevel, we're actually going to go ahead and create that. You got to take that away from the chulin mesakan. And that, it's pretty obvious and evident. This is the tevel one because you wouldn't take more chulin mesakan than what really you had. Halacha Daldram continues with a similar halacha, just a different case of how to fix a teraibus. This time it's, you have meiser that's untithed, not regular untithed produce, but meiser that's untithed of its trumas meiser, that got mixed in with chulin mesakan, as the Rambam says. V'chein, in halacha dal, v'chein in nisarev, also we got mixed up another case, meiser tovel, which let's say Levi got his meiser rishon, which it's not tithed, because he didn't take off his trumas meiser. And they got mixed with chulin mesakan, with regular chulin, that's fixed, that's ready to eat. So, like we said, tevel is something that makes it forbidden, even a minute amount, because it's something you could fix. So, since you could fix it, there's no bittel. Now, so, im yeshli meiser acher, so if, let's say, the Levi has some other meiser which has not separated from it, it's trumas meiser yet, so you could use that to help this mixture. Meitzi oise al meiser ha-tevel trumas meiser, so you'll take out from that meiser the amount of meiser that's untyped of its trumas meiser that's in this mixture, lefi cheshbon, again, according to the calculation of how much of this untyped meiser is in this mixture with the chulin mesakanin, and then that's how you'll fix it. Problem is, like we had said in the prior halacha, the imein le'meiser, let's say, doesn't have any other meiser. What he does is, magbiah ha'meiser shenasav, so you got to take out of this chulin mesakanin the meiser that got mixed in, and as we said in the previous halacha, mafsid min achalam mesakanin. Again, since we want to know which one's meiser, which one's chulin, we're going to create this discrepancy by causing a loss. You're going to take off more for the, so to speak, bad or the prohibited entities. You're going to take off from the chulmas sakana because the trumas meiser shabbat meiser tavo. The amount of trumas meiser that's in the untyped meiser, that's how much you're going to remove in addition from the chulmas sakana. Halacha as Rama says, Ketzad Hasa, he illustrates this. He says, Meya meiser shenisar b'mei chulmas sakana. Let's say you have 100 sa' of meiser that gets mixed into 100 sa' of chulm that's fixed. So mafesh min akol, you're not just going to separate 100, which is really how much of the meiser you got to separate. No. Mafesh min akol meya v'esther, 110, because that's extra 10, although in the prior halachas we said 1, because that was the amount of trumas meiser in regular Yisrael's produce, is a tenth of a tenth. Here, since we're talking about the Levi, his trumas meiser, which is what we're taking off, as we said in the previous halacha, from the chumas zakan, is actually a tenth of his tenth. So if it's 100 of meiser, a tenth of that, which is 10, is actually trumas meiser. So you can take off 110, and b'chalfa shefesh, whatever you're taking off, is going to be considered as meiser. And the remaining 90 is going to be chulin as it originally was. So you're going to be losing 10 from that chulin masakana. As we said, or if let's say the chulin was more than the untyped meiser or less than that, mafresh ha-meiser, again, you're going to separate however much the meiser was. And you're also going to take away from the chulin masakana the amount of the trumas meiser that was in the untyped meiser, that's how much you're going to take away from that. Halacham vav, a little bit more complex case, but again, similar ideas, how to fix a mixture this time of tevel with, not chulim mesukon as we previously said, it's tevel together with meiser that's tevel, which tevel is, as the Rambam begins halacham vav, tevel, if you have untyped produce, which you took off truma gedayla, but didn't take off trumas meiser, shenis arv b'meiser tevel, that got mixed with meiser that also did not have its trumas meiser taken off. So, imoya tevel kameiser. If the untyped produce was the same quantity as the meiser, let's say 100 of tevel and 100 of meiser. So, mafsid min hatevel, you're going to be losing from the tevel, kede trumas meiser sheboy, the amount of the trumas meiser that it has, which is 100th, that's how much trumas meiser you have in the tevel. That's how much, in addition, you're going to lose from the tevel. As Rambam says, "Kitzad Hasa." So he illustrates the case: Me'asah tevel. If you have 100 saw of tevel, shenisar b'me'asah meiser got mixed into 100 saw of meiser, which again is also tevel that has untyped its trumas meiser, which is the case that we're describing. So mafresh echad u'me'ah. So you're not going to be separating just 100; you're going to be separating 101 and b'zefresh shehefresh meiser. What you're separating, which is, so to speak, the prohibited entity, and therefore the tevel is the leftover, which you're losing from, what you're separating is all going to be considered as meiser. And the one extra on the 100 is the trumas meiser of the tevel. And v'tisha on the shor's tevel, and the 99 that's remaining is going to be tevel. Now, let's say, haya tevel merubah l'meiser. Let's say the tevel was more than the meiser. So, for example, let's say you have 100 of tevel and you have 90 of meiser. So here, and this is where we're going to create a discrepancy, which one's more, the tevel of the meiser of the tevel, unlike the prior cases, we're going to make a discrepancy. As the Rambam explains, says, okay, so hayav tevel merubah l'meiser. Like you said, let's say there's more tevel than meiser, 100 of 10 of tevel that got mixed into 90 of meiser. And again, they both don't have the trumas meiser separated. So here, mafresh ha-meiser bavad. Here, all you're going to do is you're going to separate the 90 of meiser. That's it. The lo yafsim ha-tevel klum. In this case, we're not going to create this rabbinic requirement because of confusion. No, we're not going to do that over here. We're not going to make you lose anything from the tevel, which we had said in the, just before, when they're equal, that we will create a loss of the trumas meiser of the tevel. That's how much we're going to take an addition away from the tevel. No, we're not going to do that over here. Why? Why not? Because this is going to create too much collateral damage. Because shem yikr shem litrumas meiser shenitval, which really means to say shebetevel. If you're going to go ahead and designate a trumas meiser in the tevel, like we're saying that we usually do, to create a loss from the tevel, the amount of trumas meiser that's inside of it, and we're going to say, oh, that's the trumas meiser, and we're separating that together with the meiser. Now the problem is, the nimtza ha-meiser, it's going to come out that the meiser that you're separating, which is the 90, is going to be medum, is going to be now in a mixture, betrumas meiser shel tevel shel alseimai. You're creating a loss. You're mafsid min hatevel. How much? Oh, the trumas meiser worth of it, which is coming with the meiser. The problem is, now you have meiser mixed with meiser, with trumas meiser of the tevel that's coming with it. And that's going to create a dimua, a forbidden mixture, because meiser is one thing that a Levi could have. Trumas meiser Levi cannot have. So to prevent that collateral damage, we said, okay, in this case, we're not going to go ahead and do this, of saying that we're going to take however much of that trumas meiser in that what's left over, let's say in this case, the tevel, you're not going to do that together with the meiser you're separating. Now, let's say it the other way around. Let's say meiser merubah la tevel. Let's say the meiser was more than the tevel. Say have 100 of meiser, let's say it's 90 of tevel. In this case, kairi shame l'trumas meiser shebetevel. You're going to designate the trumas meiser that's in the untithed produce. In other words, after you went ahead and you designated a place of meiser rishon, which is in the mixed in tevel, you're going to go ahead and now have the trumas meiser of the tevel, umafresh tevel, and you're going to separate the tevel from the meiser, ukadei trumas meiser shel tivoi, and you're also going to have the trumas meiser of that tevel, which is 1/100th of the tevel, and in addition, because again, what we're separating here is the tevel from the meiser, not the meiser from the tevel. So in this case, where the tevel is the lesser and removing it, because they're both prohibited entities, and now the lesser is what we're removing, you're also going to have echad mimeya min ha-meiser. You're also going to have 1/100th from the meiser. In addition to the 1/100th of the tevel, which you have to separate from as meiser, you're also going to take 1/100th of the meiser, that's tevel, which the one that you're removing it from, you are taking from that one, it's trumas meiser. And then we have tevel kula meduma. So then, the whole tevel is going to be a forbidden mixture, because the problem is now is that you have, although we generally separate trumas meiser, the problem is here, and there's generally a bittel, but here we have two trumas meisers over here. You have that of the tevel's own trumas meiser, and you have the trumas meiser of the meiser rishon. So now you have one big mixture of tevel and trumas meiser. So the halacha is v'yim kredenu l'koin. So you sell the tevel to the koin. Chutz mit mei trumas shabayim, besides the value of the two trumas meisers that are inside of it, which he has to give, and that you're not allowed to sell. So benimtzi comes a mafsa min a meiser echa mei shabayim, comes out he's losing from the meiser 1/100th, which is going along with the tevel, shukamay trumas meiser shabatevel, which is again the same it's the same quantity of the trumas meiser and the tevel. That's how much you're losing from the meiser that you're moving together with the tevel. As the Rama illustrates, Kitzar, he says how so. He says a case. May a tevel, let's say you have 100 of tevel in Messiah meiser. So it's a case when you have more meiser than tevel. You're removing the tevel from the meiser. You have 200 meiser and you have 100 of tevel. So mafish meya b'shalosh. You're going to separate 103. Why? B'shalosh, and the three are trumas meiser shel meya tevel. You have the trumas meiser of the 100 of tevel, which 1/100th of that tevel is trumas meiser. And v'shid trumas meiser mi misayim. You have the 200 of the meiser, and you have the trumas meiser. And here it's actually we're taking a lesser amount. We're just doing this 1/100th, and the reason why we're doing is kadesh leivayu litos in this orbu b'kamaisai, so that it shouldn't get confused if it gets mixed in with the same amount. In other words, if you have 100 sov tevel, they get mixed 100 sov meiser. The halacha is that you separate meiser and you leave the tevel over there. If you're going to separate the tevel from the meiser when the meiser is more than it, and you're not going to make any recognition, as we were saying, all these halachas are making recognition, you're going to come to separate tevel from meiser, even when they're both the same, which you're not allowed to do, which is a big problem about Maris Ayin, which he's separating tevel and giving it to the kayin, from leaving the tevel in front of him, and it looks like he's eating it. So if you're sure, so you're going to separate 103, be sure, may you tish and b'shab, you're going to remain with 197, may meiser k'shayu. So instead of leaving 200, as the original chulun was, the meiser, you're going to have 197, and that's going to remain with the meiser as it originally was. Now, halacha zayin, the Rambam continues with a very different halacha, also with taraivas, but a very different type of taraivas. If there's meiser that was designated, but then it got confused, it got mixed up, as Rambam says, halacha zayin as follows: Mishal yiloi eser shurois shall eser kadayin. Someone had 10 rows, and each row had 10 barrels of wine. So in other words, if you view this as a square of 100 barrels of wine, which each row has 10 barrels, so 10 times 10 is 100, and they're all obligated in Maisa. So he designated one of the barrels from the outer row, meaning he didn't say which one is going to take effect as Maiser. So he's not really making a Maiser right now, but he's establishing that he has to separate from this place and not from anywhere else. He's going to make that Maiser al Mokam Acher for elsewhere, meaning for the nine barrels of wine. Then you do it is the we don't know which outer row he was talking about. So the halacha is neitosh techovius ba'alachsen. What he does is he takes the two corner diagonally opposite barrels, umarv shtein, and then he mixes them together. So it comes out that he has meiser that's mixed from wine of all the four outer rows, umafreshmen, and then he separates from them the amount of wine that would be a tenth of the wine that he wants to take meiser for, because if you take two diagonally opposite corners, that corner is both from its longitudinal and latitudinal. And if you have the diagonally opposite corner, you're also going to have that L-shaped from that corner, either one of those rows, so you're getting from those two barrels from the four outer rows, and that way you'll be taking meiser most definitely from any one of the outer rows, which we don't know which one it is, so misafik, you have to cover your bases. Halacha ches. Let's say kavah b'chatzi shurach etzena. Let's say he established that he's going to take off meiser from half, we didn't say which half, but from a half of one of the outer rows. So now this, the scope of the safik is getting larger. Then you do it is a chatzi shurahi, we don't know which half of a row it is. So now there's eight areas of concern, because each row is now and a half, and it has to be from that half. So here the halacha is neitel arba chavis ma'arba zavis. So here he has to take four barrels from the four corners, mix them together, and most definitely he's having from each one of the eight half a rows, because each corner is half of that row in that corner, and you're getting that from all four corners. Let's say kva b'shur achas men. Let's say, we said there's 10 rows, he said that he's going to take meister from one of the rows, and it's not known which row it was designated. So what you do is neitel shur achas balachsen. You take from one diagonal row. In other words, you're going to take 10 barrels diagonally, which comes out, if you do diagonally, you're automatically getting a barrel from every row, and either way, you're going to be getting from that row. But let's say, kavah b'chatzi shura. Let's say, he didn't say which of the 10 rows, he said it's going to be from that, from a half of one of those rows. He didn't say which half. So now it's the doubt is doubled. So v'en you do it is a chatzi shura, you don't know which half a row it is. So neitel shtei shuras ba'alachsen, and you take two diagonal rows, like an X. So you take 10 barrels that are diagonally from the northeast to the southwest, and you take another 10 barrels diagonally from the northwest to the southeast, and sharei neitel chavis mekol chatzi shura. Then by default, you're going to be getting from every half of a row, in every row. But then you mix them together, and then you separate the tenth that way, and that's going to be sufficient for the halacha zamaisa, because you're going to be getting at least some of it from that half a row. Halacha tes, kava hamaisa bekarachman. Let's say he designated which one of these 100 jugs he's going to use as his tenth. Veini duezi, but you don't know which one he's using for the tithing of this this whole wine cellar. So neitum kolkad bekarachman. Then you got to take from every single one of these 100 jugs, umarv, and you mix together. You're mixing a little bit, and umafrish kedei karachas, and you'll separate the meiser, the amount of the one jug, umaisen, and then you'll take the meiser from that whole mixer, and therefore you're going to be getting in here somewhere all this from every single barrel, at least in part for the tithing that you have to do for these 100 barrels.